This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And if you're here locally in Tampa or Sarasota, don't forget to try the 93.7 signal. See what you hear. Might be surprising. Now, we're also broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. That also includes a special shout-out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe tonight. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, doing what it is that you do to keep America rolling along, thanks so very much. We will start with the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border, as well as the folks that are going down into the hurricane zone delivering down there. Now, Felix and the bulk mail center guys and gals, thanks for getting the mail through. We appreciate that. And to our suicide jockeys, gasoline, diesel, jet fuel being delivered by you guys and gals, thanks for what you're doing. And, of course, our Amazon friends at the Amazon warehouse, as well as the Amazon truck drivers that are out there listening to us, and we thank you very much for chiming in and opining in. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that we have to offer, and I'm sure you'll be a happy camper. Now, joining us right now from the Underground USA .com website. That's undergroundusa.com, because he's somewhere beneath the tundra in the panhandle of Florida. It's Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain.
Well, those guys are above ground, and it's 67 degrees, clear skies, not a bad night tonight down here. And, okay, one guy, all right, see ya. They're going in. They've had enough. So there you go. All right, but anyway, it's a great day in the neighborhood, and we always look forward to talking to you on Mondays and Fridays. But next week, you're going to get some bonus coverage on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the day, isn't it?
Boy, is it. Although it'll be Wednesday morning when we're talking.
Yeah. It is the day.
Yep. So. Got to get it done. Got to get it done right. Remember, folks, whatever you do, vote. If you don't, you're part of the problem, and we don't want to be talking about problems. Okay, Mr. Frank, time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I've been doing a lot of talking this morning about people that have been calling in from around the country and telling us about their areas. We heard in the first hour a lot about California and about how some things could come to surprise some folks in California, because even the California liberals out there have had it with some of what's going on with Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom has started to opine a little bit about, well, you know, maybe we should have done something a little different. You know, he's trying to play the lighten up game.
Well, the far left has to play the lighten up game. They don't have a choice. If they don't do some mea culpa, they're going to get, they will get slaughtered if people get to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got articles in the Atlantic on the topic of COVID saying, well, maybe we really just should forgive everybody who was a little bit over the top during COVID because, well, we just didn't know. So maybe we should just forgive everybody for, oh, I don't know, demanding that you lose your job, demanding that you lose your kids, demanding that your kids get pulled out of school, forcing you to get a jab. You're seeing the radical left trying to pull back from who they really are,
mm-hmm.
and it's an illusion.
Yeah.
It's an illusion, because 47 seconds after the polls close, they'll be right back to the extremists that they are.
Yep.
You can't trust them. You can't listen to them. You can't believe them feigning this. Well, I think I might have seen the light.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you vote for me and then you can see if I've seen the light?
Mm-hmm.
We can't be that stupid.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Let's go to the phone line. We've got Bagabin Bob on the line. What's going on here, Mr. Bagabin Bob of Bagabinville?
Yes, sir. Deep in the heart of Bagabinville.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to ask Frank about that guy up in New York. He went on TV and endorsed Zinman, the Republican guy, and seems to have had some effect. And is there a chance that we could conceivably win more than 4 of the Senate seats for the Senate? Are there more than that that could actually be won? I know some of them are considered not in play because they're so heavily Democratic. Anyway, that's it, Captain.
All right, let me start with your second question first. First of all, going to Real Clear Politics as my source, they have the Republicans currently with 48 seats, the Democrats with 45, 7 in play, 4 lean Republican. And, Frank, we're going to have to discuss this when we come back, because here comes the music. So hang on. Okay, folks, and Frank and I are going to get into this because, again, this is an average of the polls. This isn't the poll numbers, an average. And we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank Silvato. Before we get back to Frank and talk some more politicking, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and they have a bunch of Nissan dealerships here in our area of Florida, and they're doing big things, and we're happy to be a small part of that. Now, if you go to Moss Nissan and check them out, go to the website, mossnissan.com, and check them out, you'll notice the You Serve, You Save program. There are very few dealers in the country that are doing that. That is for all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you are police, fire, or EMS, retired or current, as well as all church pastors, too, where you will get a great deal on a Moss Nissan new or pre-owned vehicle. Now, that's only part of it. The second part is what's called Moss Care. Moss Care is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Add the two of them together, and who's doing that? Why, nobody. I haven't been able to find anybody, and I've been scouring the websites and looking around the countryside using various words to try to find it. So far, I've not found it. So, they've got dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey, that's the flagship store, 1954, at Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, Florida, with the all-new, brand-new Brooksville, Florida store on State Route 50. And let's not forget that they're also over right there, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway, just this side, about 100 yards on the same side of the road. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and thank you, Frank, for sticking around.
Of course, anytime and always, my friend.
Although we are not quite down where we're going to go and stretch things a bit, but we're talking about what's going on here with the election cycle and the projections that we're seeing based on the numbers that are being put together so far by Real Clear Politics. Now, this is a phenomenon which I'm telling you, I'm going to fall out of my chair and kiss the ground if this happens, but we talked about the House of Representatives. This is unbelievable. The Democrats currently have 174 seats confirmed by the polling. The Republicans have 228 by the polling. That is the difference of plus 54 Republican, with 33 in play, 22 leaning Republican. That would be an amazing feat if they were able to get to that 70 threshold.
Yes, it would be amazing. I don't trust polls to throw them, but mm-hmm. it would be amazing if that happened.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to remember, the only poll that matters is what happens on Election Day.
Right.
We all thought that Obama was not going to get a second term because the country was in an uproar over Obamacare.
Yep.
There was no possible way he was going to get reelected because we were screaming, socialism will not live in the United States. We have to send this guy packing. And we had the big mo on our side, and we lost.
Blew it.
We had Donald Trump getting reelected because the economy was fantastic. He was moving quick on COVID. Mm-hmm. America was respected around the world. The dollar was strong. Everything was up. Nothing was down. And he lost.
Yep. Blew it. Mm-hmm.
It is never about the polls going before, because if I'm a Democratic operative, I'm saying that the Republicans are going to win in a freaking landslide to try and suppress the Republican vote, because if you keep telling people that the Republicans are going to win by a million votes, some Republicans don't show up to vote.
Well, some aren't
because
going
to. Because they think it's a done deal.
Yeah. Some aren't going to anyway. I mean, that always happens. But I think that some people want to be part of the winning team, and they'd want to vote in it to say, yeah, I voted. So I guess that's the angle you have to play.
Well, I don't play any angle. I just tell people to get their ass to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
Because history repeats itself, whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And when Democrats say, oh, there's going to be a landslide, you're right. They love being on a winning team because Democrats tend to be incredibly superficial about everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
They virtue signal, and they want to be able to say that they were part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is to reiterate for the 7 millionth time something that you and I have been saying for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the polls.
Yep.
You cannot have an excuse. There is no excuse. It's something that people have fought and died for, your right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an obligation to get to the polls and vote.
Yep.
I don't care how close the elections are. I don't care how close the polling says it is.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to vote. If we don't win by more then I'm going to say 15% now,
mm-hmm.
you are subject to fraud, period, dot. I don't care if you've got a million poll watchers. I don't care if they send in the Marines to every single polling station to enforce the election law.
Mm-hmm.
Never underestimate someone who wants to steal an election.
Yeah.
Tammany Hall in Chicago should be fair warning to everybody out there that it doesn't matter whether you're watching the polls. Philadelphia last time around should have told you it doesn't matter if you're watching the polls. They will be in plain sight by coercion and force if they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
So you better win by more than 15 points.
And don't forget those transmissions by those computers in the middle of the night mysteriously.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is not about, hey, we've done it the legal way.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a million poll watchers in the worst district of Detroit, and so it can't happen. You're fooling yourself if you think that's going to happen.
Now,
you need to win by an overwhelming margin.
I got to mention the governor's races, and then we're going to go to a caller here. Right now, the governor's race is advantage Republicans 24 to 15. 11 are in play. The Republicans lead in 7 of those 11. That would give them 31, which would give them 60-plus percent of the governorships around the country, which would be a good thing.
And that gets you, I believe, 3 governorships away from being able to push a convention of states.
You're right. You're right. Okay, let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Here comes
trouble, man. You guys are talking about some awesome. You guys are talking about some awesome topics, and this is directed at Mr. Frank and his opinion on the matter. And you guys are talking about, obviously, we need to vote Republican, pretty much hold the nose and vote Republican straight ticket.
If they got a D after the name Eric, I would not vote for them, period.
100%. If they do not have a D after the name, I would not support them. Here's the situation. Florida, the Congressional District 13. There are GOP insiders actively working against the candidate, the Republican candidate. Now, she is not the best candidate. She has got some sketchy stuff going on, in my opinion. But here's the thing. You got GOP insiders working against that candidate who won the district. And there are people within that elite system that, in my opinion, were actively sabotaging the previous, one of the candidates, Amanda Mackey, by calling her a terrorist as far back as 2020. Now, with that said, here's the thing. The Democrat candidate that the GOP insiders are pushing for people to vote for, and this goes to something that Matt Gaetz talked about 6 weeks ago.
Remember,
there are Republicans that want to get back to what's called regular order, the business of, you know, the same old, same old. And the justification that GOP insiders are pushing for everyone to vote for the Democrat candidate is because he has, quote-unquote, national security experience.
You got 20 seconds.
And experience within Washington, D.C. Now, I'm wondering what's Frank's opinion on that. And, I appreciate the time, and that's one of his opinion. Thanks. I'll take it out there.
Okay. Well, Frank, we don't have enough time to answer, but you're going to stick around. We will answer the other side. I am aware of some of what he's saying. I've heard the same thing. I can't prove it, but I've heard it. So we will address that on the other side. And this is one of those districts that they don't want, the Democrats don't want to lose this, and they're trying to pull out all the stops, even if it means, you know, taking people and handing them a few bucks and having them sabotage the Republicans, which is what I've been hearing.
Remember what they did to Trump.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Remember the Alamo. There we go. Remember the Alamo. All right, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about CD13 in Florida in a minute.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister.
So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still It would be better for him to govern from the center.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, has been released from a San Francisco hospital after he was attacked at his home last week by a man illegally in our country. At the start of the year, Twitter had more than 7,500 employees. For some, today will be their last day at the social media giant as layoffs begin. The Houston Astros lead the World Series 3-2 over the Phillies. Game 6 is Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it. We're going to be right back with Frank Salvato after I tell you this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking for over 8 years. I started to take it when I realized that I had to do something different than what I was doing. I had been taking medication, prescribed medication, for the problems I was having with my left foot, my left ankle, my left leg, and it got to the point to where once in a while I'd be too groggy to even see to drive, and once in a while I wouldn't feel like I'd like lose my motivation. And I hated being that way. So I said, well, I'm going to go back to taking a leave, which I did, about 6 to 8 a day. That's not good for you. Don't ever do that. And then I heard a commercial just like what you're hearing right now for Relief Factor with the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, this product that they make that addresses pain by going straight to the source, all natural, no narcotics, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 or what's in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation or even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. And I heard about that, and I said, well, $19.95, 3-week quick start, which is all it costs. What have I got to lose? I'll tell you what. It took about a week of taking it as directed. Take it for breakfast once in the morning if you need another pack, which is 4 capsules in a pack. If you need another pack, take it with another meal later in the day. So that's what I did to begin with. And in about a week, it worked. And I was out of pain. Now, if I stop taking it, all it takes is about 2 days and I'm right back in it again. Now, I've had some problems, as most of you know. You've heard me mention, you know, a doctor this, a doctor that, and they just found a substantial amount of water weight in my left leg, 40 pounds to be exact, which all of a sudden I gained a bunch of weight, and I couldn't understand why I was gaining weight. Well, it was the water. I have a circulation problem in my left leg, so that's what that was. And they actually drained it the other day, twice, 2 days in a row, to get that amount of weight out of my leg, because my leg felt like I was walking around with a concrete post attached to it. But anyway, it is what it is. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Take it, $19.95, 3-week quick start, because it works, folks. It works. Work for me, it'll work for thee. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hey, you know, your podcast the other day was really good. I liked it.
Well, I appreciate that. High praise from Caesar, as they would say.
Well, I'm not Caesar, but I'm the captain. so you got high praise.
Maybe Caesar Romero.
High praise from the captain. Eric talked about our congressional district here, 13. It got down, it got nasty, it got dirty. Nobody asked my opinion of the candidates, and I kind of stayed out of it to a large degree, because I try not to favor anybody until someone gets nominated or whatever. And then I either say, yep, I'll support them, or nope, I won't, whatever the case may be. But they have to approach me. I'm not going to approach them. That's not the way it works in the business we're in. You well know that, right?
Yeah. It's you don't want to sway public opinion. You want to inform.
Yeah. So that's what we do. So if someone doesn't want to come up to you and say anything to you about their campaign, then you don't say anything. That's all there is to it. So I kept quiet about one and sort of quiet about the other, because once in a while that candidate did come up and make comments. So it is what it is. But we've got a situation where they went after Amanda Mackey, calling her a terrorist and this, that, and the other. Absolutely not true. She saved more lives as an interpreter at the Department of Defense, interpreting what the Taliban and what Al-Qaeda and what ISIL was saying. And she translated those communiques so we could save American lives.
Well, this is a perfect example of why primaries count.
Yep.
You know, everybody wants to talk about, well, it's an internal party thing. Yes, it kind of is. But because it ends up being the final choice, the nominee ends up being the final choice, you have to be engaged in the primaries.
Yep.
Just as much as you are in the general elections. It's important. Even in a red state where the Republican it always wins, the primary is the election.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be engaged. Now, I've got a piece up about the R and the D's over at undergroundusa.com, and it's specific to what Eric was talking about. Just because someone has a D, just because someone says an R,
right,
you can't vote D and R anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's tomorrow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to look at the candidate. You need to dig beyond the propaganda that's being pushed, both pro and con,
right,
about the candidate. In the age of the internet, there is no reason why you can't take an hour to find out who's on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody would have done that in this race, they would have understood what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't have been falling for the propaganda that the internal cabal of the local Republican Party wanted you to believe. As much as we want to pretend we're the good guys, we have people in various levels of the Republican Party that want the status quo. They want to keep the power.
Yep.
They want to be able to pick the next one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's our preferred candidate. We're going to push them, and that's what we want to do. Now, when you have a scenario like Donald Trump last time, where an outsider's coming in to actually affect change back to the Constitution and back to good government, you saw a whole bunch of Republicans who were like, oh, we could never have Donald Trump.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there were never Trumpers, and they played a significant role in the loss last time around.
Mm-hmm.
So don't look at the R and the D. You need to vote for the person that's going to do government correctly. And for conservatives, it needs to be people who have fidelity to the Constitution. So just like I keep screaming, Democrats have to purge progressives and fascists from their party, we've got to purge in the Republican Party the people who want to run it as a cabal where they just get to select the next person. That's not the way the Republican Party was founded.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't. And we're very far away from what the charter was. So you need to examine who's waving the Republican flag. Because just like in this race that we're talking about in Florida, it may have been someone who was chosen rather than who deserves it.
That could have a lot to do with what took place, yep. But again, and good morning, George, Godfather Sammy. And good morning, George.
Morning, George.
Yep. The intelligence community had a lot to do with Donald Trump, too.
They vote, too.
Yeah. So many of them chose to badmouth, ignore, didn't care for, whatever the words are that you want to toss in there, him. Right?
No, this is what the deep state is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different animal than local politics. Mm-hmm. This should have never happened. Mm-hmm. This began under Wilson with picking experts and the bureaucracy that was installed mm-hmm. under him, continued under Roosevelt, through mm-hmm. Johnson, through Obama, through the Clintons.
Let me try to pick up a call real quick because we only got a minute left. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Robert from Largo.
Yes, sir. What's up? You got about 30 seconds.
Just want to let you know that I early voted a straight Democrat ticket.
You did what now?
I voted a straight Democrat ticket.
Goodbye and good luck. You're gonna regret it later.
Well, this is why, and I want to thank Robert for being brave enough to come on.
Sure.
That's why you got to get out and vote, because you still got people like Robert out there
yep.
who's probably one of the 15% who thinks Biden's doing a great job.
Sure. Sure. And
no excuses. Get to the polls.
Yep. Yep. Because anybody that thinks that, and by the way, anybody with a D after their name, a D, don't vote for them. That's the rule of thumb right now. Do not vote for them. They've done you no favors.
I also want to point out something that just happened here. You have Democrats listening to traditionally conservative outlets.
Yep.
Republicans don't do that in reverse.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. And I know I've had people take some of my information and use it because it's shown up and I've seen it on Facebook. Somebody took something I said and used it. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Frank, we'll talk to you on Monday. Can't wait, can't wait. And you'll be around election night with us. I can't wait for that either. Have a great day.
You got it.
Stay well, my friend. Take care. All right. That is Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Coming back with Patrick Kyler, the Sports Zone quarterback.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it. Going to it like Sonny Pruitt. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Kylan, final segment brought to you by our friends over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. It was down in Bradenton yesterday. Almost made it to Sarasota. Now, their blinds and shutters, of course, are American-made. And you can always, always, always tell them because they are a Hunter Douglas Steeler. Red, white, and blue all the way, baby. Now, don't forget, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, their blinds, their shades, their shutters, made in the USA, some of the best ever anywhere. And their service, where they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, some of the best you'll find anywhere, too. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345 for any questions you've got there either. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Hello, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Everybody have a safe and happy weekend.
You bet.
Some good college football this weekend, Captain, and also, if you're one of those folks who likes the early vote, that's cool. Just get out there and vote and do a good job. Do your research. Do your homework, okay? I have one good friend, Captain, who's still out there, Scott Levinson, in Tampa, Florida, District 1. Anybody in District 1 in Tampa, Florida, you need a county commissioner, Scott Levinson, Jermaine. Give the guy a chance. It'll make a difference.
And, let's not forget our governor, Ron DeSantis, is going to destroy Charlie Crist. And Val Demings is going to be retired by Marco Rubio. She just doesn't know it yet.
I can't see it being any different, Captain. We need a change. We need to shake things up and make a difference. And I hope to God and pray come Wednesday morning when we talk that you and I are both going to be smiling.
Well,
and know what,
for the people that helped us get into the mess that we're in right now, thank you very much, Democrats. Blue, with a D after their name. If anybody votes for a Democrat and you still have problems and you're still bitching and griping about them after the Republicans take control and turn this ship around, which you're going to do, then shame on you.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Captain, just like with sports, it's real simple. You know, if you're the head of the organization, you're the quarterback of the organization, you're going to probably get chastised more than you should. And when you do well, you're going to get more credit than you should. Mm-hmm. But you have to own it. In the last 2 years, come on now. You can make excuses for what's going around the world and, you know, a lot of other things. At the end of the day, you have to take ownership and say, you know, not doing as good a job as we could. Mm-hmm. And it's time to fire people. It's that simple, Captain, just like in sports. You get fired if you don't do your job. Mm-hmm. In the real world, you get fired if you don't do your job. We just have to do our research and get smart and get out there and vote them out.
Like Jake Tapper.
Yeah, there you go.
He just wanted to go on afternoons at 4 p.m. Way to go, Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, and guess who did get fired?
Who did get fired, Captain?
Shepard Smith, CNBC, former Star Fox.
I wonder why. Because the guy who tells it like it
couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there you go. It's just amazing how things have changed. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cool golf tournament tomorrow out at Cove K for, you know, Craig Gross is going to be running the show there. And, Captain, I'd like you to just talk about that for 30 seconds, if you wouldn't mind, about, you know, time and what it's about and what a great cause it is so people can relate.
Well, it's the Heartstrings for Heroes group that's presenting the 10th anniversary of the Purple Heart Honors Celebrity Golf Tournament Saturday, November 5th at the Cove K Country Club over in Largo, a day of honor, one you'll never forget because they're giving out awards to 5 Purple Heart recipients and some Gold Star parents, I believe, are going to be there, and someone else. I'm involved in it. I believe I'm getting an award, but I'm not really sure what that what that entails yet. But we'll find out. But it's all about helping out those that helped us out and laid their life out on the line and almost got killed as a result for it. The Purple Heart guys and gals.
Amen, Captain. You know, people have to realize, you know, freedom isn't free. And veterans out there took a bullet for us. Let's do what we can for them. I think it'd be smart to use our funds to take care of veterans instead of people who come here illegally. Doesn't that make more sense, Captain?
It does to me.
Yeah, me too, sir. Me too. Well, anyway, in sports last night, the Eagles beat the Texans 29-17.
Wow.
Football game. Texans try to hang in there. But Philadelphia is really good, Captain. Haven't lost a game. Their schedule looks pretty good for them. They should do very well. You know, when the playoffs start, anything different can happen, but it should be fun to see how that transpires.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington Commies looking to get bought by Mr. Bezos. We will see if that occurs. Mr. Snyder's going to sell the team. I think he's had enough. And Mr. Chubb, linebacker from the Denver Broncos, now with the Miami Dolphins, there's a 5-year extension with them. Mm-hmm. Dolphins are trying to make a run for it too, Captain. They're trying to get a lot of players involved and trying to make it happen down there in South Florida. So we shall see how they do the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting, you know. And the Astros win World Series Game 5. Leave the Phillies 3-2, heading back to Houston. So we shall see how that plays out. Can the Phillies, you know, win 2 in a row in Houston? That's going to be very difficult. But I've seen strange things happen.
One game.
Brady can score yesterday.
One game is done.
You know?
Yeah. One game.
Oh, yeah, Cap.
Yeah.
That's it, man. No, absolutely. One game at a time. No, it's funny. We're down there in Bradenton, Florida. Shipment. Since we've lost, great time down there. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, you know, good old, summer home, I call it. In the winter home. And also, you know, the Southern Horn. Oh, but they were down 3-2 to the Baltimore Orioles back in 1979. And let's, you know.
And do you know how far away you were from the ballpark yesterday?
Oh, just about a mile and a half, sir.
I'd say about about 2.5 miles, because you can't drive through the middle of Tropicana. You have to go around it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good, Captain. Yeah, I was thinking as the crow flies. But yeah, some great college football this weekend also. Ole Miss and Alabama should be one heck of a ball game. I'm looking forward to that one. I hope it's as good as it's going to be prescribed to everybody. So we shall see how that occurs. Captain, last but not least, it's Medicare season for folks out there. I had a gentleman call from the show Wednesday, and what he had, Captain, was right what he needed, so I didn't make any changes for him. I said, just stay where you are for right now. Let's talk next year. Because it's the right thing to do, Captain. But a lot of people should make changes. There's better programs out there. There's more money to be had. There's more money to be back on your Social Security check. I can show you that, but you have to meet with me. Real simple. My name's Patrick Highland. You listen to me on the Captain's show. Simple phone number, 813-966-1052. Let me help you save money, navigate through the maze of Medicare, and take care of you. Again, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you Sunday at the studio. Thank you so much.
All right. Carry on at ease. Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. We appreciate him very much. Now, in the meantime, let me hit this here button.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football, okay? But you can't be a head coach in the NFL and say Joe Biden is a disaster. He sucks, and nobody should be voting for a Democrat, okay? Roger Goodell won't let you do that. David Stills of the Houston Texans over Tim Tebow? Are you out of your freaking mind, okay? Tim Tebow should be starting over half these quarterbacks. He's got a playoff victory, okay? So that's the bottom line. It's a joke, the NFL. It's a joke. Let me say something. Joe Biden's presidency is a joke. When you go vote in person, remember the 13 soldiers that he killed in Afghanistan when he gave a stand-down order. Remember all the illegals across the border that are coming in across this country bringing their drugs and their fentanyl, killing our kids. Remember all the crap that they want to do to your kids at school while they don't want to let your kids go to charter school while they send their kids to private school. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You preachers are useless. Stand up for our military. Stand up for our cops. Make sure you go and bring your friends and your parents with your valid ID. And if you vote for a Democrat in Florida, I hope your house has a sinkhole and you're in it. Stand up. Let's go to work. Peace.
All right. Good job, Todd. That's the way to end the Friday show. All right. We'll be back tonight with the weekend edition. Going to be talking more, of course, politics. And, if you get an opportunity and you want to go out and vote early, get out there and get it done. But remember, if they got a D after their name, that's for do not vote. Do not vote for the Dems. Vote them out. Let's get a new house going here. I'll see you next.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.